Okay, since Daf Lamed Zayin mentions Didinim of Arla, and it's a very geshmaka kasha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that has to do with Yemei Asfira, so I want to discuss it. Reb Chaim, the Derech Amuna, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, where Perek Yud is actually Dinei Arla, Reb Chaim asks a kasha regarding Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the Ma'ara, in the cave. As you all know, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in a cave for many years, and he was sustained by a baksa tree that grew in the cave, and he never had to eat baksa for 11 and then another year in the cave. He subsisted on the baksa, and that's it. So Reb Chaim asks that, what did he do the first 3 years? It's Arla. The first 3 years that a tree grows, it's Arla. How did he eat the baksa of the first 3 years? That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Now, I found this kasha in three places, all sort of recent gedolim. Reb Chaim, as I said, asked the kasha. Yibad l'chaim, Reb Yoshev nishurim on Shabbos daf lamed gimel. And similarly, Reb Steinman, also in the nishurim on Shabbos. And it bothered me that why isn't anybody before them asked the kasha? So let me tell you first the three terutzim that they say, and then I'd like to share with you a har I have, which I hope you'll all agree with.
How do you know it's a tree?
Well, there was no tree there beforehand. Okay, so hold on a second. Hold on a second, I get to what you're saying. 1 second. Does it really take 70 years for a chayr tree to give that? I don't know. It seems maybe in Babel, or I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it takes them 70 years today. I mean, at any rate, the three terutzim that are brought are either the teretz Rabbi Yashiv has, which Rav Chaim brings in the beginning, that a tree that's olam e'elav b'shus harabim is not chayiv in arla. It grows by itself in the street. I remember as a boy we used to go to Swan Lake for the summer, and there were blueberry trees along the road, and we used to go out and pick blueberries to eat. The boys used to pick it and sell. We never thought about arla, but it's fine because olam e'elav b'shus harabim is takapotter from arla. So that's the first possible teretz, that olam e'elav b'shus harabim is potter. The teretz itself is not clear. First of all, the Reb Chaim brings Machlekes Rishayim, but that's one possible mahalach, that in Dinei Arla, a tree that grows by itself in Rishus Harabim, assuming the cave was Rishus Harabim, so that's one possible teretz. Reb Chaim goes with the mahalach that a tree of Neis, a tree of a miracle, is not a tree. A tree of Neis is not a tree. It reminds you of the famous Reb Chaim Briska by Shemen Chanukah. He asked that the oil of the Chanukah that burned for 7 days is Shemen Neis. It's not Shemen Zayis. Shouldn't be kosher. So from that kasha, he says that it burnt only a seventh each day, but he says Shemen Neis is not kosher for the menorah. That's a famous Reb Chaim. So that's a famous Reb Chaim Briska. So similarly, Reb Chaim Knievsky says over here that a tree shel neis doesn't have dinei arla. Third teretz, which I like, because I remember the baksa that we used to get on Tu B'Shvat and Yeshiva in my days, is Rav Steinman writes that baksa is not really royal achila. It's not really, as he says, he brings a gemara that's kashal aguf kacharuv, it's called a charuv, it's kashal aguf kecherev, and not really right. Achila, it's not really a fruit, and so people eat it, they're stuck, so they eat it, but it's not a l'chatchila fruit, and it could be patama. So these are three interesting terutzim. The horror that I had on this, it was a possible fourth teretz, I'd like to see if we could build on it, is something similar to what Shlomi started to say. And that is the following question. If God creates a 3-year-old tree, does that have a din of a tree that's already 3 years old? Or do you say, no, it wasn't here yesterday, so it's a brand new tree? How does that work? Huh? So what about Adam? Maybe Adam was a... is that a raya? Adam was chayiv and misses the first day. Is that a proof? Some sefer says that the share of 13 years is only for Yidden. By Gayim, it goes according to Seichel. And they could be chayiv earlier. But the question is, if someone creates a gailim, creates a person, and he creates a 40-year-old person, is he chayiv and mitzvahs right away? So have a raya. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings that if you create a gailim, it's not mitzvah to minyan. That's what he says. And he means creating a gailim. He says the tshuva is chacham tzvi. So I looked up the chacham tzvi. Tshuva tzadik gimel. He takes the shaila. If someone creates a gailim, could you use him for minyan? So he says you can't use him for minyan. Because the Gemara says that I think it was Rabba created a gailim and sent it to Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira talked to him. He couldn't talk back because gailim can't talk. He said, you're not a real person. Hadra Lafra. And he died. He said, now I kill him. How is he allowed to say Hadra Lafra? It's a raya. He's not a person. He's not Mitzarif Laminyan. As I state in the Tshuva. So have a kasha. He's not 13. He's not 13 years old. You create a gailim. And he's a Mitzarif to minyan. He's not 13 years old. Why would he be Mitzarif to minyan? 13 years ago. It doesn't sound like that's what the Chacham Tzvi is talking about. He's talking about someone who needs a minyan and makes a gailim. So, a ger, but a ger is 13 years old. He's not 1 day old. Why? What's the difference? He looks like 25. The tree also looks like it's 25. Why? The Hashem created a 25-year-old tree. No? One's also grown.
What about the fact that I sent it to 3 years?
It's a little
tough. The whole world is created in established trees already.
What? The world is created in established trees. Well, they, maybe they were, how do you know they were? Maybe they're 1 day-old trees. What? But there was no Arla. There was no Arla on Adam. Adam didn't have DNA Arla. If he did, he did it voluntarily. I don't know. If you all need a mitzvah, then it's a raya. Then you're right.
But why can't you say he was Hashem created
it? Noach planted and he ate. It was Arla. It was Noach planted and ate. What?
Hashem created a 3-year-old.
So Hashem created a 3-year-old tree. Then it answers the kasha. Of that kasha. So you don't mind this answering everyone's kasha. So I'll tell you, I thought you were going to ask me. What? And the tree, it's Tolian. So it's if Hashem created a 10-year-old tree. You should have to have 3 years anyway. Hashem created a person. He's physically a gadol. I was just saying similarly to what Mati was saying.
That doesn't have to be.
What? What? No, so he's 18. He's not 70. Oh, what's it? I don't know. I thought you were going to ask me, what about the Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim said, Shem and Nais is no good. Why don't you say Hashem created Shem and Zayas? So Hashem created Shem and Zayas. So Shem and Zayas. Why does Reb Chaim say it's Shem and Nais? Make a kasha. So I want to read to you, there's a kuntras called Yemei Chanukah, a very nice kuntras on Yanei Chanukah, written by one of the Talmidim of Reb David Soloveitchik in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Reb David Soloveitchik, when he gave Hashem Menachas Samach Tes, is a case of chitim shiardum in Hashemayim. It's a case of miraculous chitim that came down from heaven, whatever the case was. So he says, Shamati mipi ma'ev rabbi, Reb David Levi Soloveitchik, b'shir Menachas Samach Tes, shedova zeh lo yotza mipi agayim Reb Chaim mi'olam. That's not true that Reb Chaim ever said this whole thing about Shem and Neis. Shari b'sug yekam pshita chitim shiardu ba'avim k'sherim l'menachis. That's what I'm saying. There, wheat came down from heaven. It didn't grow from the ground. And the Gemara says it's kosher to use for menachas. But it didn't grow from the ground. It's not dagon.
How do we know that it came from heaven? Maybe it blew and came down that
okay,
way.
Maybe it blew. But Reb Chaim has learned to Gemara that it came down straight from heaven.
Kosher,
if it blew, it wouldn't be a chiddush that it's kosher. But the chiddush is kosher if it blew. He brings, I want to tell you, it's fascinating. What? See, that's why he says, so Reb Chaim, he says, Reb Dov Salvei says, Reb Chaim never said it. He brings, very interesting, he says, Shamati mipi harav agar, Menachem ben Menachem. Menachem ben Menachem is a reshiva in Tifrach, in Eretz Yisrael. Shemati mipi agoin Reb Menachem ben Menachem, shesiper, shepam pogish zokei muflig echad b'malon ha-merkaz. Remember in our days, that was the hotel, right? And he says once, when he was young, he met an old man in malon ha-merkaz, v'hu siper, and this old man told him, shebiyosei oid nar lefnei bar mitzvah, that this elderly man, when he was a boy, before bar mitzvah, nigash Reb Chaim Briska, he went over to Reb Chaim, who was visiting his city, and he wanted to tell him another terrorist, Reb Chaim's kasher from Shemines. That's what he brings. An eidus that he never said it. Now, if Reb Chaim said it, didn't say it, it's not the point, it's not a psak halacha. But this, which I'm suggesting, that if Hashem creates a 3-year-old tree, or if Hashem creates Shem and Zayas, even though it didn't grow from a Zayas, but the Rebbe Yisrael created Shem and Zayas, then that's Shem and Zayas. Then that has a din of Shem and Zayas. So that would answer the kasha from Arla. Hashem created a 3-year-old tree. So Memela, it's part of Arla. The tree that was created was more than 3 years old. I think it's a Geshmaka Teretz. And maybe that's why no one asked the kasha before this generation.
Arla's not 3 years old.
The first 3 years.
Or it has to see, it has to pass through Rosh Hashanah 3 years.
Well, however, but it's a passage of time.
It's not.
This tree is a tree. A bar mitzvah boy has to pass his birthday 13 times.
Be a certain age.
So, okay, you want to be mechati in a tree in a person. That's what a few people said, maybe. But if you give me what I'm saying, I was thinking, I was trying to answer other kashas with it. So this, I'm not sure if it's a good teretz. There's it's well known. Rashi and Tais to say, the Bayis HaShlishi is going to come down from Shemayim, a Bayis Shalesh, and it's going to come ready-made. The only thing we're going to have to bring in our chairs and tables, right? Everything else is going to come down all ready-made. Svarim, the best of English. It's a come down. There's a kash on this. I think the Aruch HaNer asks that it has to be built for Shema. There's a halach in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that it has to be made l'shma. L'shem Kedusha. So the question is, God's not kosher to make
why
the Beis HaMikdash. God's not a Jew, he's not a Yid. Yid has to build it, has to build the L'shma.
He's the
best builder, but it's missing in the L'shma of it, isn't it? So I was wondering if God brings down a L'shma building, like Hashem brings down oil, that's Bitzurah of Shem and Zayas. So maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring down a building that's in the tzura of a building lishma. The shy to say such a thing. I don't know, maybe it would be good. I'm not sure. But God doing a lishma, I hate to say it, he's not eligible. It has to be someone's mufiyev and tyra. You can't be someone that's not a bar chiyuva. You can't do it. I don't know. Well, Yecheskel doesn't seem to say it's going to come down from heaven. It's a kasha where Rashi and Tosfos got it from. That's a separate discussion. But Darach is ma'arich on it. Anyway, this is maybe there are other cases of Dvarim Shel Neis that could be answered with the kasha, but when it's close to midnight, I don't like to go over time. Yishkayach, everyone, for coming back. It's nice to see the whole Olam again.